I totally didn't expect him to hand me the mic. And when he did, I kind of looked at him, and he looked at me, grabbed the mic back for a sec, and said, "Desire." So I think he was just in case we intended to play something else. He wanted to make sure that we stuck to
right.
what they wanted us to play.
Yeah.
So we did. And, of course, we played Desire a lot. So, you know, he probably could have called out 30 U2 songs, and we would have been just like, okay, well, let's do it, right? But they called out Desire, and, you know, Larry handed over his drumsticks to Mike. Adam handed over his bass guitar to Mark. The Edge stayed on stage. I think he's kind of like, you know, making sure that things stay on the rails. He played his guitar, and they brought another guitar out for Martin. And once Bono handed me the mic, there was a split hesitation on my part, and then it was just like, well, we got to go for it. There's no time to waste, right?
Awesome. And then like half minutes later, it's over, and you're like, what just happened?
Yeah, it's time's flying, time's crawling. It's so, you know, in the moment, I don't want to say I forgot about Bono, but I realized one verse in that I wasn't actually sharing the mic with him.
Right. So
I had to find him. I went over and started, you know, trading verses with him. And then the bridge came, and he left the stage because Larry and Adam had left the stage earlier out. I guess there's a part of the video, if you watch it, where Larry kind of looks at Mike and goes, "Oh, I guess you got this," probably in his head. He goes, "Oh, I guess he's got it under control." So he walks off the stage. Adam follows. And Bono during the bridge followed. So there was a moment there where it was just us four plus the Edge on stage. And there's so many different kind of emotions that go through your head at that moment.
Yeah, no kidding.
One of them that I always kind of come back to is just looking over at those three fellas sitting at the side of their stage watching us. And they're all the biggest smiles on their faces. They're nodding. They're giving us compliments verbally and things like that. It's just wow. Like,
what a thing. I mean, as you guys carry on from your 10th year as a tribute to you two, I mean, what a nice thing to know that they're smiling on you.
Yeah, it's a little unofficial / official nod of approval, I suppose, and it doesn't get any better than that, really. But I'll tell you what the biggest nod of approval was, is, you know, looking at the audience's faces.
Right.
Seeing people clapping, dancing, singing. I don't know, there might have been some people in there that wish we weren't up there, but it sure didn't seem like it from where we were standing. It seemed like the entire arena was behind us. And it was just one of those kind of like, you know, like those everyman moments. Like, have you ever dreamed about something big and you get it and you go for it and it just, you hit a home run with it? It was one of those kind of moments, right? Like, it was just amazing.